This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Trail, broadcast number 369 for Thursday, April 28th. ICE Canola futures are turning around on Friday morning after pushing low earlier. The very sparsely traded May canola contract loses $5.70 at $1,212.90 per ton. The July contract gains $1.10 at $1,209.90 per ton, and new crop November rises $2.40 at $1,115. Declines in the Chicago soy complex and Malaysian palm oil are putting pressure on canola, while European rapeseed is mixed. Global crude oil prices are making small increases, providing some support to edible oils. Spring planting is underway in parts of Alberta, especially in the south. However, seeding in southern Manitoba will be delayed well into May due to excessive moisture. A third Colorado low is forecast to bring more rain to the Keystone Province over the weekend. The Canadian dollar is weaker on Friday morning. The loonie falls to 77.78 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 77.95. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of almost 1.09 million tons of old and new crop corn to China. The USDA issued its export sales report this morning, showing almost 150,000 tons of old and new crop wheat sales. Total corn sales come in at 1.71 million tons. Combined export sales of soybeans tally 1.06 million tons, while those for soy meal are 203,000 tons and 3,500 tons of soy oil. Ukraine says it has shipped its first Panamax load of corn since the war started more than 2 months ago. The corn was moved by rail to Romania for loading. Also, Ukraine estimates 1.14 million acres of spring crops have been planted so far, for about 25% of normal. First notice for the nearby May contracts is tomorrow. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Thursday morning. The July contract loses 9 cents at $16.84 per bushel. July soy oil dips more than a tenth of a cent at 84.58 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal loses $6.70 at $434.30 per short ton. Corn futures are relatively steady this morning. The July contract is unchanged at $8.12 per bushel. Chicago oats are pushing higher, with the July contract gaining 9 cents at $6.75.5. The U.S. wheat complex is mostly lower, with Chicago July down a half cent at $10.91. Kansas City July loses 9 cents at $11.45. And Minneapolis July bumps up a penny at $11.96. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, April 28th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.